Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and to keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Peroni, and I have today two special guests. I have Michelle Bombesi and Erica Calcan. And Michelle Bombesi is a licensed massage therapist and acupuncturist. And she has been practicing for over 10 years. And her techniques include myofascial trigger point, dry needling, medical massage, AMAP acupressure. She specializes in the treatment and services for dancers, performing artists, patients of all ages. The conditions she treats are respiratory, gastrointestinal, circulatory, urogenital, gynecological, musculoskeletal, any physical, emotional, and neurological issues. She's worked at Columbian Presbyterian as an acupuncturist for 5 years. She also teaches at Tri-State College for Acupuncture. She teaches acupuncture, bioscience courses, and she also supervises clinical practicing classes. Michelle specializes in chronic stress disorders and myofascial pain using massage therapy and other body work therapies as complements to the acupuncture treatment. With a background as a professional dancer and a previous career as a dance instructor, Michelle has an active interest in dance and body movement, a qualification she draws on in assisting her patients with their health challenges. And now we'll talk about Erica. Erica Calcan is a doctor of physical therapy. She's also, both gals work here in New York City. Erica specializes in dance-related injuries. She was on a staff at the world-renowned Harkness Center for Dance Injuries for several years and has worked backstage at numerous Broadway productions, as well as provided on-site physical therapy for Paul Taylor Dance Company, the Parsons Dance Company, the Cedar Lake Contemporary Ballet, the Dance Theater of Harlem, where we're filming this. We're recording this in Harlem. Ballet Hispanico, Jessica Land Dance, and SUNY Purchase Conservatory of Dance. Dr. Calcan was a modern dancer. She attended the University of the Arts on a promising artist scholarship and earned a BFA with honors in modern dance performance. She has performed in New York and Philadelphia. She understands that for many of her patients, their careers depend on their body's ability to perform at a high level, and her attention to detail and hands-on approach reflect that Dr. Calcan focuses on a combination of strengthening, muscle imbalance, correction, and proprioceptive training to help her clients rehabilitate quickly and prevent injury in the future. Her services include orthopedic manual physical therapy, performing arts physical therapy, and craniosacral. Orthopedic manual physical therapy is a specialty of physical therapy. It is the art and science of utilizing highly skilled and specific hands-on techniques to diagnose and treat musculoskeletal injuries. Each client is treated one-on-one with holistic and integrative whole-body approach, a series of osteopathic techniques including muscle energy, joint mobilization, manipulation, soft tissue, myofascial, and trigger point release, among others, are used in these sessions. The goal is to provide the essential education and movement coaching for clients to heal quickly and care for their bodies preventatively. So, woohoo! Wow. I'm a little sweaty from reading that. I wanted you to see that I have, like, brought to you today just two real experts in their field. And I know personally because I see both Michelle and Erica on a regular basis. About once a month. So yes, I do admit it. I have some back problems. I've had them for a number of years. I was practicing yoga way back in, I was practicing yoga and going to all those like really intensive classes for years. And then I had a pinched nerve, which led me to seeing a chiropractor who helped me. But then other things started happening. And I'll tell a little more of my story as we just chat today. But I finally came across both Erica and Michelle, and boy, am I doing great now. So I finally have like figured out what I need, the support I need to take care of my muscular skeletal system. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna, for having us.
Thank you. I would love for each of you to share a little bit about, like, to define a little clearer what I just read in terms of, like, what you do for people. Maybe, Michelle, do you want to start first?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Donna. I'm honored to be speaking today about acupuncture and massage therapy as a healing modality. So acupuncture originated in China and is based on the yin-yang theory. Yin is considered deficiency and yang is considered excess in my work. And I take fine needles, sterile needles, and insert them into acupuncture points that help to increase the flow of energy known as qi, which is our vital life force, which allows us to function and be both, it allows us to have both physical and emotional ease. So the style of acupuncture that I focus on is called acupuncture physical medicine, which was created by Dr. Mark Seem, and he is the founder of the Tri-State College of Acupuncture, where I am now a faculty member. And acupuncture physical medicine incorporates both the acupuncture energetics and the Western style of Janet Travell's myofascial trigger point release. So the two sciences combined together, I feel, really help my patients function and get better quickly. I also incorporate massage therapy as a complement to the acupuncture. And I'm sure we'll get into more detail later, but when I release trigger points with the acupuncture needle, lactic acid gets released. So the massage therapy helps flush that out. Mm. Reducing the soreness post-treatment.
And you can go very deep with to sort of reach a really, like I tend to have a lot of knots. I call them leeches, affectionately. Yes. And you really can really get them to release. You really can get in there pretty deeply, much more than a massage therapist could.
Yes, well, the acupuncture energetically opens up the meridian, which goes through the muscular area. So meridians could be considered as highways. And then the release of the trigger point can happen much more quickly and effectively than the massage therapy.
And the needles that you use are a little different than the average acupuncturist?
Actually, the needles that I use, other acupuncturists use, but I do use a type of needle. It's called sarin, which has a silicone base, which allows the needle to insert smoothly, and the handle is sturdy for releasing the tight muscle, which sometimes can be challenging.
Well, you're very good at what you do.
Thank you, Donna.
So let's move on to Erica. Can you define a little more for our listeners about what you do?
Sure. So what I do, I'm a physical therapist, but I like to describe myself as an integrative physical therapist because I think a lot of times when people think of physical therapy, they perceive it as just, very little hands-on and just some exercises like being put on a stationary bike and put an ice pack on or ultrasound. And in my practice, it's very different than that. I do a series of hands-on techniques. I do, some people like to describe me as almost like an osteopath, a traditional osteopath in the way I treat the body. So I do a series of joint mobilizations and manual therapy techniques such as like soft tissue massage and myofascial release and trigger point therapy. And then I'm also a craniosacral practitioner and Reiki master. So I like to also treat the whole person. So the emotional system, the spiritual system, and then of course the mind, it's all connected to the body.
And when I see Erica, what's so wonderful is that she combines many techniques. Like I get adjusted like a chiropractor would, but yet she's so sensitive in terms of how to handle my neck, for instance. She would never just, give it a crack, basically, And so all of her experience with all the different things that she studied and how she brings it together is so comprehensive. And intuitively, she really, it's like she just knows exactly how to apply her palette of different techniques. Correct?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Donna. Yeah, it is. It's there's a lot of different tools I have under my belt, and, each individual is different. And so it really just depends on what the person brings to the table. And just having a series of tools and tricks in your bag is what, you'd use to treat these people and see results right away. So it is very different. It's hands-on. And then a mix of education and re-education. Really, it's empowering the client to learn how to take care of themselves so that I don't see them 3 times a week. As you would see in traditional physical therapy, sometimes it's once a week or even once every 6 months or so for tune-up. So, there's more of a lasting effect when you treat the whole system.
Yes, and I do find that both of you, it really helps me to feel good for quite a while. When I was seeing my chiropractor, nothing against him. He had helped me initially with the pinched nerve, and then I continued seeing him for about a year. But then the treatments weren't holding. They just weren't holding. I mean, literally, I could leave his office, go home, and lean over, and then everything he did went right out. So my journey in searching for ways to take care of my back. It's been a lengthy process, but I finally can say I'm sleeping better at night. I feel better just every day and all the time. So I'm really very grateful to both of you. Michelle, can you tell me a little bit about how you got interested in doing this work?
Sure. So I was a professional dancer. I toured the United States and Europe and danced on Broadway for many years and struggled through my own injuries and modalities like chiropractic, physical therapy, massage, and acupuncture were all very helpful to me. But the acupuncture really helped address the entire system, as you're saying. It didn't just focus on the local area. It helped me as a whole person. And when I started teaching dance, I went from professional performing to teaching dance, and I really gained interest in what was going on in my students' bodies. They would have aches and pains and injuries, and I didn't have an answer for them. So that's when I decided to study both acupuncture and massage as a healing modality. And I specialize in treating dancers due to my background, but my practice is open to all ages and all types of people.
Thank you. And Erica, can you tell us a little bit about what got you started?
Sure. Well, just like Michelle, I'm a former professional dancer, and it was through my injuries that I discovered physical therapy. I actually suffered a number of injuries, but one was very serious that actually kept me from going to college and pursuing my dance degree. I had to take a semester off to heal. Fortunately, I was able to get back to dance, but I was never 100%. And I had seen a number of physical therapists during that time, but no one could diagnose me or give me any treatments that were lasting. And finally, I worked with this dance medicine specialist who then got me much better, got me dancing again, and inspired me to want to continue learning about this. And so after I had attempted auditioning for a number of different companies and did some small venues, it was really my calling to want to just go back to school and help dancers. And that's what I do now. I just live vicariously through my patients. And like Michelle, I see other clients as well. They're not just dancers, but that's definitely the specialty that I, you know, went into school searching to, work with those clients. And that's what I do now.
Well, there's our music. We're going to take a little break right now, but we'll be right back with more. Welcome back to the Good Health Workshop, and I'm Donna Peroni, and you're listening to NewYorkTalkRadio.net and CatskillsRadio.com, and I'm here with Michelle Bombesi and Erica Calcan, and we're talking about how you can fix your back or your knee or your hip or whatever ache or pain that may be ailing you that maybe you haven't really been taking care of, and I can tell you personally there is help out there. To go deeper into this subject, I would love for you ladies to share the common denominator, the common denominator that you both share is that the objective is to create a release. And can you explain a little bit about what is a myofascial trigger point?
Sure. So, specifically, a myofascial trigger point is a area of tension, a tender point of the fascia surrounding a muscle. And some people generally describe it as a knot, but scientifically, actually, the individuals that discovered and named trigger points have an encyclopedia book, series of books on describing a trigger point. So, but in short, you know, it's essentially a tender point. And when you push on that tender point, it sends a referral pattern. It sends a signal or pain to another area, just distant from the area that you press on. And essentially a trigger point can be released through hands on, like myofascial release techniques with my hands. So I use my hands to release these areas, and Michelle would use a needle to release these areas. And it can elicit, when pressing on it in compression, pain in the area, the referral pattern, or a local twitch response.
Yes. In addition to a referral pattern, as you know, Erica and Donna, the trigger points will can have an effect on range of motion. So they'll produce pain, decreased range of motion, and by releasing them, it allows the patient to get out of their pain pattern, and also they're able to do their activity because their motion is increased.
So I know that you've referred to when you're treating the body, it's almost like there's a map. I know that when each of you are working on me, there's a real thought process about how you're working on me and how that may be connecting to another place. Like if my neck is out, you may not go right there to treat it right away. You may be working on my shoulder first. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like Michelle may be putting needles in various spots, and she needs to work to kind of address a release there before she can even get to my neck to kind of fix that. I mean, I'm just saying hypothetically, I don't really know what you're doing, but... And then same with you. It's sort of like, you know, if I'm having an issue with my hip, you may be having to work on my lower back first to before you work on the hip. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So yes, the body is like a map. And in acupuncture, I like to refer to it as navigating the channels. So if you have pain in your neck, I'm going to first open up the meridians, the energetic pathways that go through the region of the neck. So therefore, I can already start the process of releasing the muscle without going directly into the painful area. And also by inserting the needle, I'm sending a message to the brain, which starts releasing our natural painkillers. So it's already reducing pain, and it's already opening up the area for me to work in. And then I will slowly work my way up to the area of pain, and I will needle directly the muscle that needs to be released, and then also support the system. So there's a reason why this muscle continues to get tight, and it's either because of a physical activity that is happening repetitively, or there's a weakness within the system. So I'd like to nourish that weakness and release that excess. And as Erica said before, it's the mind-body connection. So we're releasing the physical and we're supporting the energetic, emotional, nutritional side.
Well said. Erica, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, you know, I don't use needles in my practice, but, you know, when I assess the body, it is a map, and I look for what I call the driver of the problem. So getting to the original source of what's creating this compensatory effect on the body and postural imbalances, muscle imbalances. And so I look a lot at posture. I look at how people move, and it's almost like having x-ray vision to kind of identify what patterns are there. And then while testing the strength of the muscle, looking at the flexibility and how the joints move, I can identify what's creating the problem. So getting to the foundation and creating like a stronger foundation by releasing what's stiff or tight, and then re-educating what's weak or what's imbalanced. And that will help restore the body and maintain it much longer. Because if you're just focusing on that area of pain, that may not be the original site where the pain occurred. It could be compensated for. And that's why a lot of times clients don't get better right away, because the area that is causing the problem is still there. It hasn't been addressed. So once you find the driver, it's amazing how incredible and resilient our body is. And it can restore itself very quickly once you do that.
Beautiful. I'm with such smart women today. I love that. So the common question when I brag about both of you to my clients at Gravity is it painful? So what do you have to say about that, ladies?
Well, you know, not necessarily with me. You know, it depends. Some clients can tolerate more than others. Some are just more sensitive as well. Some of the techniques that I can choose to do are deeper techniques, but really just depends on the individual and their body and what their body can tolerate. And just intuitively, I can usually tell. And most times I don't cause any pain, and certainly that's not my intention. I don't have the no pain, no gain mentality, which I know some practitioners do, and that's something I really don't encourage. And so, you know, I just really treat the individual for what they are able to tolerate. So not always painful, no.
Same here. I am inserting a needle, so there is going to be some sensation received by the patient. So if we're talking about the insertion of a needle, I can work with the needle not being as pinchy or sharp while being inserted. And acupuncture targets the patient to feel something, because you want to feel the energy moving. However, that is determined between the practitioner and the patient, how much sensation should or shouldn't be felt. So we call it de qi, which is the qi arriving at the needle, and that feels slightly achy or warm at the needle. And then while I'm releasing the trigger point with the needle, it will elicit the local twitch response, which can be a stronger sensation depending on the tension of the muscle. And that also is navigated and determined according to patient's response to stimulation.
So speaking from my own experience, I love this triangle here, with each of you, you know, it's interesting when I see Michelle and I've got that leech, that tight knot under my shoulder. Because, you know, with my work, I massage a lot of bellies, you know, colonics. A lot of bellies I massage in a week. And sometimes my shoulder literally, it goes out a little bit. Sometimes I'll lean in wrong and my neck will go out. Sometimes at the gym, I'll lift some weights the wrong way. What else do I do? I've been slouching for years. So that's had an effect. I was also a forceps baby. So we're going to talk more about like people like me that need these services and why in the next segment. But, you know, in that moment when you're putting the needle, the needles in, it's actually it's actually so so much of a relief that you are addressing it. So and the little heat that I feel is like, oh, thank goodness. Like as much as I could try to massage into an area, I'll never be able to get as deep as you can. And sometimes it does feel like the muscle jumps a little. So and it's like, yes, you got that sucker. Like they're giving it up. And that is what we want. We want to feel like, ah, it gave in. And then with Erica, she just puts me back together. So, you know, she does the same type of work in terms of the release. And she kind of gets in there and kind of slowly coaxes that leech, that tight muscle to sort of, it almost feels like it expands. What's great about her, though, is she is going to just put me back in alignment. I'm going to be a lot straighter when I leave. But both ladies can do the same thing. My neck can be out, and I'm amazed that with needles, Michelle could put it back. It's just like, how did she do that? So I just love that. So my next question is, of course, you know, how we're talking about pain management here, and obviously we're suggesting that people are going to feel better, but how much can you elaborate on people and I guess various problems they may be having in terms of their pain management?
Yeah, well, you know, with every individual is different, and you know, a lot of times too, if it is a physical manifestation of a problem, like really what is their daily life like? It's really getting to know the person. A lot of injuries are from repetitive micro trauma. It's very, very rare that you see somebody who got into an accident or it's, you know, trauma based or from one incident. And so I think for a lot of individuals, it's one identifying why do you have the pain? Where is it coming from? And addressing that again, finding the driver. And then of course, there's also, you can't forget about the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspect of that as well. And then educating them. What can you do in your day? What is this pain being created by? And then what are you doing in your day that might also be accelerating that or increasing your pain? And I think the education is a really big piece to empower people to better listen to their bodies and then also know what they can do preventatively and to maintain.
Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah, ditto, Erica. So when a patient comes in with pain, I'm looking at whether it's acute or chronic. So acute is typically some sort of activity, a patient's done, they've overworked at the gym, they're an athlete, or they've sat in front of an air conditioner, muscle tightened up, they traveled. Chronic is takes a little longer to treat because it took a little longer to develop. And I always measure both the physical distress and the emotional distress surrounding the pain so that both areas are addressed.
And let's talk about the emotional. Do you feel that a lot of people, because of their stress levels or whatever they're carrying emotionally, they can bring upon some of these issues?
Well, I think that our stress levels are a major component, especially living here in New York City. You know, we're constantly on the go and our bodies are in fight or flight response. So my goal as an acupuncturist is to restore the balance of the body and help bring the patient back into rest or digest.
Yeah, and I would agree with Michelle. You know, and a lot of times too, emotional distress can manifest as physical pain. It's amazing how much someone can stuff their emotions in their body and not actually feel them, and it can present as pain sometimes. You know, obviously there are a lot of physical components that you can see when you're addressing their system, but also we can't ignore the emotional component. I mean, again, the stress, certainly, but also individuals' feelings and things. It's very easy for us to push those inside and they get trapped there. Mm. You know, and our body will hold on to that. You know, it will show up in our body over time.
I had been reading about, there was a NYU doctor that was treating people. I think his name is Dr. Sarno. He mentioned that people who worry about money tend to have lower back pain. And I have a client, her husband, actually, who was like, you know, very wealthy. And as he was acquiring his wealth, he literally, his lower back had him immobilized. And he started meditating. And that was the best thing that he could do to deal with his stress and his worry. So fear. And then there's rage, right? People sometimes are pushing down what they're pissed off about, something that's happened, a trauma, something that didn't work out for them. They felt victimized in some way. And people are, in this society, we don't have a way of expressing these negative emotions where it's a safe place, and but we do need a way of expressing it instead of, as you both said, stuffing it, because the nervous system, right, the spine, they're all connected. So I would think it would really show up in that part of the body very much so.
Yeah, just to add.
Oh, there's Lee with our music. So we will, yes, we'll return with more, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Good Health Workshop with Donna Perani. And I would love to share with you how you can get in touch with these wonderful ladies. You can get in touch with Michelle Bombesi, the licensed acupuncturist, by going to her website. She works at Integrative Wellness, and the website is integrativewellnessnyc.com. You can give her a call at 212-203-2982. Her office is located in Midtown. And for Michelle, I'm sorry, for Erica Calcan, where did I put that? Erica can be, who is the physical therapist, her office is located downtown, and you can check out her website at ericacalcan.com, which is E-R-I-K-A-K-A-L-K-A-N, like Nancy.com. And her phone number, if you'd like to book an appointment, is 917-426-2181. So let's continue our conversation. Please, Michelle.
So I just wanted to comment on how much I love working with you, Donna. You're the ultimate patient because you're working at taking care of yourself. And I know when I work with you...
This is Lee, your engineer. I thought you were going to say you're the, my ultimate patient because you got so many problems.
No, because I can trust that Donna's going to leave and take care of herself. I love the fact that you're working with both Erica and me. The modalities work so well together. So as an acupuncturist, it's out of my scope of practice to manually adjust you. So, and there's only so far I can bring you if your alignment, if your structure is out. So energetically, I can free up the area and release the muscles and support the main energetics, but the physical therapy is needed to really bring that structure back into alignment. And I find that they both work so well together. You know, I know that after I work with you, you're going to be able to receive the physical therapy probably easier, and vice versa. If you have a physical therapy session, I can release the muscles easier. So anyway, I just wanted to comment on
that.
Thank
you. And what do you have to say about this, Erica?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just echo what Michelle was just saying. You know, one, of course, I love you as a patient. She takes care of herself. And those are the clients I like to see, the ones that are going to, you know, I have a plan, but are you going to buy my plan or are you going to listen? And, you know, and when they do, like, the outcomes are just, like, incredible.
You know, when I was having this weird, am I interrupting? Did you finish
no.
that thought?
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
It's funny. I was having this weird thing with my eyes. They were kind of like if I went to look straight ahead, they would jut a little. And I had decided that I wanted a full hour with Erica where she did some craniosacral on me. And that went away. And she literally said, I didn't even mention I had this problem, I think, before, but she said that you worked behind my eyeballs or something like that, which completely freaked me out. But I literally, that little jutty thing my eyes were doing stopped.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that treatment. And so with craniosacral, you had mentioned the mental component, the emotional component, and it also helps with that. And but you are actually treating the skull. You're treating the skull with craniosacral, so the facial bones, as well as the brain and spinal cord with craniosacral to treat the nervous system, and can help calm that fight or flight response that you get with the emotional components that manifest in the body, as well as, headaches. And, you know, our cerebral spinal fluid, which is encased in our brain and then gets pumped out to our spinal cord and then the rest of our body, if there are restrictions in the membrane surrounding that, it can really influence our body's ability to heal. So you can help restore the body's ability to reset from the craniosacral work, but I was specifically working on your facial bones that day. Mm. There's this one bone, it's like a butterfly behind your eyes, or actually of your eyes, your sphenoid bone. And a lot of times in people, that's rotated. And when you adjust it, people have actually said, I can see better. It's like my eyes straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting.
And you also incorporate Reiki.
I do, and I also incorporate Reiki. So I'm a Reiki master. It's really interesting because when I do tell people that, sometimes they're like immediately like, what is that woo-woo stuff, you know? But it's become much more mainstream. You start to see it now in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. And I love this. I love this because when I do include it, it accelerates the healing of the body. And I can also do distance work, which I've been starting to do, where I work on people from a distance. Mm-hmm. And I can't even believe it sometimes, the amount of healing that occurs without even having my hands on people.
Wow.
Yeah. And what Reiki is, it's you know, when you are attuned to Reiki, it's essentially like turning on the switch to allow yourself to be channeling energy, universal energy. And this is one of the most ancient healing modalities there is. And really, you're just putting some light touch, gentle hands on a client, and the energy does the rest. I mean, anyone can become a healer. And I feel like a lot of individuals are healers within themselves. And, you know, Reiki is just what you need to just open up that channel so that you can heal yourself and heal others.
And getting back to Michelle, like every treatment, she spends quite a few minutes kind of massaging. And it really kind of seals the whole experience when you do that. Like,
Yes, I use the massage therapy before the treatment as informed touch. So I find the area, what's bothering you, and it validates your experience, because when I touch the area or massage it, you say, uh-huh, that's it. And then we do the acupuncture, and then to follow through, I massage the area to just kind of flush the area and keep the circulation moving out and directing directing the energy where my intention was.
And let's talk circulation, because both of you are really doing that. By creating that release, the blood flow is improved, and then that would promote healing ultimately, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of people see you?
Well, as stated before, I work with a lot of dancers and athletes due to my background. So either acute or chronic myofascial pain conditions due to repetitive strain or acute in the moment. But also, I think a large portion of my practice falls under the umbrella of chronic stress disorders, and manifests in symptoms like disturbed sleep, insomnia, TMJ, gastrointestinal disorders like IBS, gynecological disorders, issues with fertility. Going back to the fascia, if the fascia not only covers the muscles, the skeletal muscles, but it also covers the organs. And post-surgery, if someone's had surgery, the fascia is going to really tighten up in that area. So by releasing that fascia, you're freeing up the area. So example, like urogenital. Sometimes patients will have some bladder dysfunction post-surgery. And just by freeing up the region, that helps bring that back into balance. So headaches are big, anxiety,
so
addiction.
You do a lot.
Yeah. I love what I do.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It shows. And Erica, what kind of people do you tend to treat?
Well, like Michelle, you know, I do see a lot of dancers in my practice. So I do a large percentage of my clients are athletes, triathletes. I see a lot of yogis and a lot of individuals with orthopedic issues. However, I've been seeing more and more people with neurological and neuromuscular problems, as well as psychological and emotional impairments as well. So I'm open to seeing everyone, actually. And so I will see everyone in my practice and, you know, try to, you know, find out what it is that's driving the problem. And if it is someone who's outside my scope, you know, just refer them out if it's something that I don't think that I can help. Usually can help quite a bit, but, you know, if it's something that is really beyond what I can do, I will refer them to a lot of the integrated physicians that I know and the network of referrals that I have.
And, you know, I guess, like, there are those situations where I guess you may discover that a patient may not be responding. They may have a more serious problem. Sometimes people may have a cancer, God forbid, or something. So when is it time for someone to, you know, get an MRI or see a different type of specialist?
Well, you know, with visceral issues, with non-musculoskeletal issues, that's something I could identify with a thorough exam. if movement or activity is not creating their pain, and if it's something unrelenting, there are signs that there could be something more serious going on. And if in one session somebody doesn't feel better, I'll already start to question whether or not it's a musculoskeletal problem, and I will refer them out. You know, in terms of MRIs or X-rays, with the evidence, we're seeing that MRIs and X-rays are actually not as reliable as a physical examination. Someone can have absolutely no pain and have an X-ray or an MRI that shows lots of abnormalities and degeneration in their body. And then somebody can have terrible pain and have a perfect image on X-ray or MRI. So a thorough examination can help determine if an MRI or X-ray is needed. However, if you're seeing someone, your pain hasn't changed in 3 or 4 weeks, I would recommend going to see your physician and finding out why you haven't had a change in your symptoms. And then, of course, after any sort of traumatic event, like a motor vehicle accident, a fall of maybe greater than 3 feet, something that feels unstable, unsafe, and some severe neurological compromise, if you start to get tingling, numbness, or you know any other signs or symptoms that are more serious, I would definitely recommend getting imaging.
Yeah, same here. As an acupuncturist, it's out of my scope of practice to diagnose a patient. I work from an Eastern perspective. So if a patient's not, if the symptoms aren't changing within 3 sessions, I say, you know what, go see your doctor or your orthopedist, or go check with your physical therapist. I'm not, this should be changing if it's musculoskeletal. Yeah.
So for me, you know, I actually went and I got some blood work done and I saw that I was really low in magnesium. I juiced my greens. God only knows I try. But, you know, even someone like myself who eats really healthy, my life is a bit stressful. Things come up, and I'm getting older, so our ability to absorb our nutrition changes as we get older. So I have definitely found that just taking magnesium is another piece of what's helped me to feel better. I have to give magnesium a big applause. So it's something else I wanted to point out to people today. There can be a nutritional factor that's involved. So you can elaborate on that, but I also want to ask you, like, what are some things that people do to kind of throw their back out? Like, we should just talk about, like, some basic things structurally that people do and maybe something they can do to prevent. Maybe, you know, I'm sure some people should exercise. So just that whole realm, you can go for it.
Yeah, I think that it's most common nowadays. A lot of people over-exercise or they don't work out correctly. So they're lifting weights that are too heavy and injuring themselves, or they're not, you had mentioned magnesium, they're not nutritionally taking care of themselves, getting enough sleep. So you really have to address the lifestyle and the stress component with the physical.
Sure.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, there's a lot of sitting that individuals do too, a lot of sitting at the computer, a lot of postural things. You know, it's just, again, repetitive. And, you know, anything that you do repetitive causes strain in your system over time. And identifying what that is. And, you know, with you, Donna, what's great is that you do take time for self-care. And, you know, unfortunately, there, especially in this city, I find that a lot of people do not do that. And, you know, in terms of the nutritional components, you know, food is medicine. How are people eating? How are people sleeping? And, you know, I don't normally make recommendations. It's kind of beyond my scope of supplements, but I will refer them to an integrative practitioner or someone that can assist them in that. But, you know, again, it's just what is their lifestyle like and what does that look like?
And what can you say a little bit about scar tissue? Because initially, you know, that was kind of what was coming up. Oh, I have scar tissue. I have scar tissue. So after working on myself, working with you gals for a while now and going through this whole process, I would say everything is shrinking. I feel like my leeches are not as big and swollen and inflamed as they used to be. So I assume, I mean, I've done a lot of research to look up a little bit about scar tissue, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope out there. You know, they'll say have surgery, but surgery causes scar tissue. So, So what do you have to say about that? Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. So scar tissue, you know, after any injury, if there's inflammation in the area, the tissue, you know, starts to adhere and scar down. And that's just the nature of the body healing itself. With it superficially enough, it can actually be released with some manual therapy techniques. I believe Michelle can also use needles to help break up scar tissue and can go deeper than I can with my fingers. You know, they do say, you know, in Western philosophy, well, let's just go ahead and just take it out, which I don't always agree with, because it just does lead to more inflammation and then more scar tissue over time. So it just depends on where the scar tissue is, if it can be addressed. And a lot of times it can be released.
Yeah, location is a big, big factor. And the acupuncture helps to unbind that adhered tissue and also decreasing inflammation. From a Chinese perspective, from an acupuncture perspective, inflammation is considered heat or stagnant energy. So I'll work at releasing the heat and moving the stagnation.
Well, this year, I not long ago, actually a few months ago, I finally purchased a really good office chair. So when I'm not in the colonic room giving colonics, I'm at home in front of the computer, you know, just working. And believe it or not, I'm very embarrassed to say that I've been sitting on a chair that's a kitchen chair for years. And I absolutely feel that this was part of my issue. And it was just something like we choose not to look at certain things. And I knew that I wanted a really good office chair that was going to cost me like $1,000. And that's why I didn't buy it, because it was always something else to spend money on. And now that I've purchased this chair, and I very, you know, I brag that I have a friend who actually is an interior designer of offices, and I was able to get a discounted price. So, you know, everything comes within the right time, of course. But what a difference in sitting in the correct chair that's supporting my posture, because I do tend to slouch. It's just like it's always been like that. So it's another thing to mention to people, because there are things that we do, the way we stand, the way we sit.
The way we sleep.
The way we sleep. I, through my childhood into my 30s, I was sleeping on my belly. This is sacrilegious. Terrible. So I have one of those long necks, being the forceps baby, being pulled out, and I think sleeping on my belly for so many years. So are some people like just born to have problems? I mean, genetically or just with their practices? Like my mother had scoliosis. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, depending on, you know, what they're doing in their daily life. And then also physically, what's the structure that's holding them up? What does that look like? You know, some people have some really severe scoliosis. And, you know, with dancers or with runners or with somebody who's trying to achieve a certain level of activity, can their body and the framework provide them with what they're trying to accomplish? So you have to really take that into account. And with the dancers, I mean, they need a wide range of flexibility. And a lot of times they weren't born with that. And so, sadly, you know, their joints are only going to go so far. So what can they do to work within their framework, right? So you have to, you know, educate these individuals. You can assist them if they can to, you know, to just give them the strength that they need and the flexibility that they can, you know, work better with whatever it is that they're doing. And then just generally, like everyday people with scoliosis. You know, a lot of people suffer with scoliosis, especially with the amount of sitting, especially with the amount of exercise. And as Michelle had commented, you know, exercising, but maybe not correctly. So all these play a role. And so that can be softened, though. Those things can be softened with manual therapy techniques.
Yes.
Michelle, would you like to add something? We're winding down now.
Yeah, same. It's working within the framework of the patient. If something is congenital, you work on alleviating some of the tension, but you may not be able to change the entire structure. So you work with the framework.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I just loved our conversation today. It was my dream come true to have you both here at the same time. We had to work a little bit on that. So I invite you all to all of you who need Erica and Michelle's services to not wait to come and see them. Both are just wonderful. And I am going to wind up by saying thank you to both of you for being here. I want to thank Lee for being our engineer. He made a special trip to kind of be able to do this today for me and for us, so I really appreciate that. I want to thank Pete Calandra for his music. And come on down to Gravity East Village, have an infrared sauna, have a colonic, have a massage. Come on down, gravityeastvillage.com, 212-388-9788. Attend any of our classes that I host. Check out our website, accentonwellnessnyc.com. See you next time.